Let's now take a look at what the local configuration manager is and what its role within the DSC ecosystem is. The local configuration manager, often referred to as LCM, is really the core of PowerShell DSC. It runs on every server that has PowerShell 4 and above installed on. It's responsible for basically doing heavy lifting. This is the component that will take care of bringing your machine in its desired state and monitoring any configuration drift. The LCM has information or stores information locally on the disk about what the current configuration is, what the previous configuration was. So you can actually do a rollback. So if you set, you start DSC configuration on one server, it will apply the configuration. Once that configuration has been applied, it's going to store it as the current MOF file on disk. And then if you apply another configuration on top of it, that current MOF file is going to become your previous state, and you're going to be able to roll back to whatever the previous state was. And you also have the third one, which is going to be pending. So while the configuration is being applied, you're going to have a pending.mof file stored as well.
So where are those files being stored, Nick?
So the files are actually stored directly on disk. They'll be stored under C Windows and then configuration. You're going to find them directly in there. And if you browse to it, you're going to see those three MOF files. If you really want to go about and delete, or let's say you configure your server and you want to remove that configuration, you can either go delete that file or you can go and use the remove DSC configuration document commandlet. So we've covered that in one of the previous examples we've done, but basically the test DSC configuration will allow you to return true or false to check if the machine is currently in that desired state. Get DSC configuration is going to return information about the current configuration or the current MOF that is applied to your server. And when you call the remove DSC configuration document, you need to specify the stage property. So as we just discussed, we keep information about what the current MOF is, the pending, and the previous. So if you call in the remove DSC configuration document, you need to specify which one you want to remove. LCM has a handful of properties you can set on it. One of them is what we refer to as the refresh mode. Refresh mode basically allows you to define how the configuration is going to be applied to the server, or how the MOF file is going to get to your server. There's three refresh modes. By default, you'll have the disabled, which means the LCM is not doing any work. Basically, you have a new server that has PowerShell installed on it, and there's nothing going on with DSC on that server. The second one is the push mode, which basically means you're going to be bringing the MOF file to the server, or you're going to be doing it remotely, but you're basically pushing the MOF file onto a server so that the LCM can start doing its job and configure the machine. The third option is the pull mode, which is going to allow you to register your server against a centralized repository where all of your configuration are going to be stored and all your modules are also going to be available for those registered servers. So in an enterprise environment, think of it as, let's say you have one configuration that has to apply to a dozen different servers. If you need to make a modification to that configuration and you're using push mode, that means you need to send that updated version to every single server. If you only have a dozen, it might not be that bad, but if we're dealing with hundreds of servers, this is really exhaustive as a task. Whereas if you have a pull server, all you need to do is make that change to that central repository, and eventually the servers will get or connect to that pull server and obtain the latest version of their configuration. The other option you have, or the other parameter you can set on LCM, is the refresh frequency. So in the case where you're using pull mode, the refresh frequency specifies how often are you going to be pinging that pull server to see if there's a new version of the configuration available. So by default, this value is set to 30 minutes. So if you register a server to do pull mode in DSC, every 30 minutes, that server is going to ping the pull server and say, hey, do you have a new version of my configuration available? And if so, it's going to go and download it and apply it. Otherwise, it's just going to return, no, I don't have anything for you. I'll see you in another 30 minutes. So the default value is 30 minutes, and that also happens to be the minimum version. You can set it to be anywhere between 30 and 44,640 minutes, which is the equivalent of 31 days, so almost a monthly basis, depending on 1 month of the year. But those are the values you can specify in there. And we're going to do a demo later on that will show you exactly how you can go and configure your LCM to change those default values. The other thing we need to look at is what we call the configuration mode. Configuration mode is how it specifies how that configuration or how is LCM going to be monitoring the changes it does to machine. So we have three options again here. The first one is apply only. So that basically tells the LCM, here's what the desired state configuration should be. Go ahead, configure that server to match that configuration. And when you're done, that's it. Here's your paycheck. I'll see you next time I need you. The second option is apply and monitor, which is the default value that basically tells the LCM, here's how I want you to configure my server. Bring the server to the desired state. And once you're done, on a regular basis, just check to make sure that that server is still in its desired state. So kind of basically calling into the test DSC configuration comment that we looked at earlier. So it will check on a regular basis, see if it's still in the desired state. And if it's no longer in the desired state, just report on in the event log. Just basically write a log entry saying, all right, so that server was detected not to be in the desired state anymore. The third option, which is extremely powerful, but also requires, I would use it with a lot of, like, lots of caution around it, right? It's the apply and autocorrect. So it adds on top of the apply and monitor in a certain way where it will go in and will configure the machine to be in the desired state. And if it detects on, whenever it checks to see if the machine is still in the desired state, if it detects that the machine is no longer in the desired state, it's going to do anything in its power to bring it back to that desired state. So in the case of the first demo we did earlier where we created two files, I had it set to the default value, which was apply and monitor. So if the file was deleted, every now and then the LCM is going to check to see if it's still in the desired state. In my case, if you remember, I deleted one of the two text files. So LCM will detect that that file is missing, and it will log an error in the event log. If I had set it to apply and autocorrect, every time it's going to detect that there's been a configuration drift, it will go and attempt to repair itself. So it would have recreated the file by default. So when you're using apply and autocorrect, just make sure that you know what you're doing. I normally recommend using apply and monitor. That's just my personal best practice, but use apply and monitor. And if you detect something, then it actually gives you time to go and figure out who made that change and go talk to them and decide, like, was that change really necessary? Why did you do it? And maybe update your DSC config to match the new change instead of just trying to apply and autocorrect it. Because I've seen cases where people delete a file, they go off thinking their job is done. 15 minutes later, the file is back on. Right?
So. There are some interesting scenarios for this, though, around SharePoint, when we sort of start thinking about what these different modes can mean for what we're doing with our SharePoint deployments. So think about if service instances should be running and for some reason they're not, or application pools should be running and they get stopped. Having DSC be able to go through and automatically reprovision those can help with bringing a SharePoint environment that's gone into some sort of state of not being as available as it previously was to automatically being able to heal itself. So there's some considerations and things you need to think about there in terms of what I can gain by using apply and autocorrect versus just that monitoring and going in and manually changing it there. Some considerations are around what your processes are. Are we applying changes during business hours by letting it automatically go and autocorrect itself? So when you're planning your configurations, give some thought to what that's going to mean from a process point of view and how you're going to benefit out of whichever one of these modes you choose to go for. Yeah.
And another scenario I've seen is going back to the apply and autocorrect in the SharePoint world, is somebody creating a definition that would define SP webs and site collections and set the configuration to apply and autocorrect. The IAM folks go in and they do a spring cleaning and they delete sites that they no longer are using, right? That they don't need, that I haven't been using in months. They delete them, 15 minutes later, everything is created back. What happened? Right, so you need to really know what you're doing when you're using the apply and autocorrect. The other property you can set on the LCM is the configuration frequency. Just like in the case of the refresh mode frequency, it defines the time interval at which the LCM is going to go and check to see if the machine is still in that desired state. The default value in this case here is 15 minutes. So if we take a look at the bigger picture, for a server that's registered in a pool server configuration, every 30 minutes, that server is going to go and ping the pool server, see if there's a new version of the configuration available. And every 15 minutes, internally, that server is going to check to see if it's still in that desired state. So configuration frequency is about making sure that the current server is still in its desired state, whereas refresh is about making sure you have the latest version of the configuration in memory. And the default value here is, the minimum is 15. That's also the default value. And can go up, just like the refresh mode, you can go up to 31 days. About configuring the LCM. So what you need to do if you want to change those default values is you need to use a special metadata property called DSC Local Configuration Manager. So the way it works, and we're pretty good at eating our own dog food in here, is you need to go and define a DSC configuration that will let you configure the local configuration manager. We're going to do an example in a few moments that will show you how you can go and change the default value for the configuration frequency. And what you do now, instead of using the start DSC configuration command lets to initiate the configuration, you use the set DSC local configuration manager command let instead to let the LCM configure itself. In the next demo, what we're going to do is exactly this. We're going to go and change the default configuration mode to be every hour instead of every 15 minutes by default.